Episode number 856, A Reason, A Season, A Lifetime.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California. And I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. I am leaving pretty soon for the conference, the U.S. and Canadian National Conference in Las Vegas this year.
Fun.
Yeah, I love going to BNI conferences. It's always great to see so many members and directors.
Yeah. Well, can you explain this wonderful title and tell us what it's about?
I can, and it's all about relationships. Our connections are tapestries that are woven with the threads of emotions, experiences, memories. Throughout our lives, we come across individuals who leave a lasting impact on our life, on our journey. Some relationships endure for a lifetime, while others are transient and they serve a purpose during a phase of our life. Concept here is that we meet people for reasons, be it to learn something, experience personal growth, or even to challenge our perspectives and offer insights into the differing connections that we have. There are moments in life when certain individuals enter our lives seemingly by chance or by fate. And these encounters often occur at crossroads, acting as catalysts for some type of transformation and progress. And it could be a mentor who guides us through obstacles, a friend who provides comfort during a challenging time, or even an encounter with a stranger that reshapes our perspective on life. For example, think about that colleague who may have supportively pushed you beyond your comfort zone by challenging your ideas and encouraging some kind of innovation. And although this relationship may not last forever, the knowledge and the skills honed during that interaction hold value throughout your life. Similarly, friendships formed during periods of your life, such as college roommates or travel companions — college roommates in particular are very unusual for me, but college roommates or travel companions — it might be fleeting in duration, but they can leave lasting impressions. So let's talk for a moment about relationships for a season. Like the changing seasons, the dynamics of our relationships also change, and some connections are formed based on shared experiences, common interests, or being in the proximity of each other. That's called proxemics. And these connections can be incredibly meaningful, although they're often just temporary in nature. And we refer to them as relationships because they're intense, but they might have a built-in impermanence. That is, it might, not be something that will be a long-term or a lifelong relationship. Think about these as friendships that we form during phases of our life, like childhood playmates, buddies from summer camp, or colleagues at one of our first jobs. While these bonds can be pretty deep and profound, circumstances often dictate how long they last. And as life moves forward and priorities shift and geographical distances increase, it leads to, drifts in these relationships. Nevertheless, the memories we create together during these seasons stay with us forever and shape who we are. And then there are connections that last a lifetime. And amidst the nature of relationships that there are, you can select a few that withstand the test of time. And these connections can grow deeper with each passing year. I've got several of those that have lasted pretty much my entire life, certainly from high school until today. And lifetime connections give us a sense of belongingness while providing stability and emotional nourishment throughout our journey, and they bear witness to our victories and our hardships, providing support and understanding. And these relationships really necessitate effort, communication, compromise, And you have to avoid things like benign neglect in order to have those lifetime relationships where you make sure to stay connected with somebody over a long period of time. And I think that no matter what kind of relationship that you may be, that you may have, or you know, relationship for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And by the way, lifetime, we have many BNI members who have been in BNI for 20 or 30 years. We've got a couple that have been in business in BNI for 39 years as of today's date. That's a lifetime relationship that they have with many, many people. And whether it's lifetime or seasonal or for a reason, understanding that we encounter people in our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime allows us to navigate relationships with clarity and purposefulness and grace. And embracing the aspects of connections that we may have enables us to value them for what they are. Opportunities for personal development, learning experiences, enrichment. And by realizing the worth of these relationships, we really cherish, I think, the moments that we share rather than kind of bemoaning their inevitable conclusion. On one hand, nurturing connections requires investment of time and energy, as well as patience and vulnerability. And by prioritizing these relationships in our lives while setting boundaries and maintaining communication channels, we cultivate bonds that withstand the trials of time. And embracing the patterns of relationships, fosters resilience and adaptability and gratitude. The concept that we might come across individuals for a short period of, or a long period throughout our lives, I think provides insights. And it's really, it's worth thinking about in BNI because we meet people who will come and maybe go in BNI, but those who stay for a long time are there for seasons or for a lifetime. And they're built into sort of this intricate fabric of the relationships that you have. And whether these connections are fleeting or long-lasting, each one serves a purpose in shaping our experiences and our perspectives as to who we are as individuals. And by embracing the nature of some relationships and nurturing those, and that's important, nurturing those that last a lifetime, by doing that, we foster sort of genuine connections that really enhance our lives. And therefore, we navigate the complexities of connecting with people throughout our lives. And I think that allows us to treasure each encounter and acknowledging the value and significance of the relationships, regardless of its duration. And I have certainly seen that in BNI, running it now for almost 40 years. There are people that have come into my life and been there a long time, some that came in and left quickly, and some that have been around for decades. Priscilla, you're one of them. You've been around in my life for decades now. And I appreciate you and I appreciate the relationship that we have. And I think it's important in BNI to recognize those people that we've spent time with and had created amazing life experiences with. And that's my message for today, Priscilla.
That's a beautiful message, Ivan.
Thank
really,
you.
Really nice.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And I think we all, as BNI members, should give some thought to the people that we have a long-term relationship with in BNI or in our referral relationship. And, I'm a big fan of gratitude and showing gratitude to those people. For the relationship that you have is always important.
Yeah.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Such a good idea, Ivan. Before we go, I just have to say how much I value being on this podcast with you and getting a chance to speak with you every month and every week. And it's really been a wonderful experience.
Well, it has for me too. And everywhere I go around the world, people repeat what you say to me every week. Hi, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
Right.
I can't tell you how many people say that to me. So
that's so fun. I love it.
It's your line. Thank you, Priscilla.
Okay. You're so welcome, Ivan. Well, that's it for this week. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your BNI experience. So check out the great material available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com and then use the promo code IVAN50 for 50% off of everything. All of the proceeds go to the BNI Foundation. Thanks so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.